Welcome to Chat Tsunami. Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Chat Tsunami. My name's Sat Tsunami and joining me today is none other than the one and only champion himself. You might have heard him a month ago doing Pokemon Month with me, but now coming back as a absolute champion of Iron Girders, it is none other than the wrestler extraordinaire, Martin McAllister. Martin, welcome back.
Thank you. I guess, yeah, last time I was here was the Pokemon Month trivia episode, which was a bit of a not a win, but yeah, as you mentioned, I am now the reigning Iron Girders Pro Wrestling Champion as of 2 days ago. It's Monday afternoon. Sorry to date the episode, but I think this is important. Yeah. This is 2 days ago. This is hot news.
So what you're saying is that trivia episode was the motivation you needed?
Yeah, pretty much. Another loss, and that just put me over the edge, I think.
Yeah. You thought, no more, draw the line here. But yeah, I mean, I have to start off this episode and just ask you, how does it feel to be a champion? I mean, you've always been a champion to everyone at Chat Tsunami. Well, when I say everyone, I mean me. The one person who edits, I'm like, yeah, me. But how does it feel to finally be here?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It's been a wild couple of days. So I won the belt on Saturday Night Championship and I got to defend it on Sunday. Just, it's been overwhelming. It's been a lot of buzz. Lots of people reaching out to me, like yourself. Obviously, we chat a lot outside of this, but, you know, people have been reaching out to me all over the place, congratulating me. It's a heavy, heavy weight to bear, but it's I'm really proud of myself and I'm really looking forward to what happens next.
Yeah, I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised when I was scrolling through Twitter and then I just saw you holding the belt. And I had you're that way when you're scrolling, but then you have to scroll back down again. And you're like, is that a belt he's holding? Has he broke the streak? And I was like, oh my God, he has.
For people that didn't know, the streak is my famous 58 streak, losing streak. So as a professional wrestler, it's not a particularly great record. 58 losses in a row. I think that's 2.5 years it's been going. So finally got to break the streak, finally won. And I finally managed to do that when it counted the most, which was when the belt was on the line.
I was going to say, do you not get a free coffee at 60?
Yeah, I'm going to miss in the free coffee, which is a shame, but, you know, losers club cashing out, unfortunately.
I was going to say, there's still time to return the belt. Yeah, no, honestly, it must feel absolutely fantastic. But, I mean, at the same time, and obviously we have been talking way before you got into wrestling and things, and I know throughout these last couple of years especially, you have been putting so much effort into becoming the best wrestler you can be to culminate into becoming an absolute champion and taking the title. So I'm gonna ask, first of all, talk me through how you felt during that match. Were you quite apprehensive beforehand? Were you quite confident that this was going to be the one?
Yeah, it's a funny one because I watched a video a while back and it was to do with the difference between being nervous and being excited. And basically, the long story short is there isn't any difference. It's all about your perception. And it's basically how strong your will is, I guess, would be what the deciding factor is. So usually when I go towards wrestling matches, I tend not to get nervous now because I convince myself I'm excited. And on Saturday there, I was definitely nervous. I definitely hit that threshold, definitely passed it by. But it was the main event of the night as well. It was the Iron Girders' second year anniversary, so it was maybe the biggest show we've ever had. There's a lot on the line, and yeah, as you mentioned, it's been a very, very long time coming. And as the first main event, there's a lot of pressure, but also it's the culmination of 6 years of my life, I guess, really leading towards this in terms of, you know, training and my fitness and everything else. And it really all culminated Saturday night. So yeah, I think I maybe put a bit of extra pressure on myself by making that big connection and making it such a big deal, but it was fantastic. And once I was out in the ring, the fans were incredible and really showed me a lot of love, and I think that helped a lot of the nerves.
Has it really been 6 years though?
I believe so.
I know that's kind of the weird point to narrow in on there, but I was like, no, it couldn't have been
5.5 if you want to be technical. I believe it was July 2018 I first started wrestling.
Oof, my goodness, absolutely crazy. I mean, absolutely fantastic work first of all, but
thank you.
Absolutely crazy. How did that feel though, going out to your fans and posting it on? Because as I said, I saw it, and of course you told me as well once you won it. I wasn't just like, is that real? Is it Photoshop? You're like, no.
What a strange Photoshop prank this is.
It's just like John Cena's body, but just your head. But yeah, how did that feel to be able to just turn around to your fans, both in person, of course, because there must have been hundreds there supporting you that night, but how did it feel saying that to them, that, oh, you've won this, and then going on to social media and then saying the same thing?
Yeah, it's really incredible. It's a really incredible moment. Not just, obviously, the fans were there, but the wrestling school itself, Angered, is, I do say we're a family, you know, we're a close bunch, and a lot of the people came out to the ring to celebrate with me, and that was quite an emotional moment. You know, I mean, I've known these people for 6 years, and they've seen everything I've gone through, and we've all been through a lot together, and so to share that moment with them and all the fans that have watched me progress, a lot of them have seen me come in 2.5 years ago when I made my wrestling debut, and they've got to see me wrestle from then, to see all the changes I've been through and the trials and tribulations. So it was a really big moment in person. There was some people watching in America as well. Some of the coaches from the school got to watch from America, so that would be very emotional, because you know, I don't get to see them very often, and so to know that they were looking out for me was amazing. And then it was almost like a second celebration, because by the time I'd got out the ring and got all the photographs there and stuff, and by the time I'd got to my phone's blowing up with all these people saying, oh, we're done. News travels so fast nowadays, so I hadn't even got a chance to say myself until people had found out. Yeah, it was really fantastic, and yeah, I've had a lot of good buzz on social media over it, and I was then able to, like I said, the second morning of the second day of the Angora's big weekend, I was able to defend the belt as well. So then there's a whole lot of buzz about, was Saturday night just a fluke? Would I be able to do it on Sunday as well? And there's a lot of people reaching out then, and it's really just really been a fantastic, it's been a whirlwind couple of days, I won't lie. It really has been. Yeah, I'm just very fortunate to share it with so many people.
Oh no, absolutely, because as someone obviously outside of the wrestling sphere, I have to say, it does seem as if you guys, and by you guys I mean High and Girders as a whole, is very supportive of one another. You know, you see it in social media, you see it, you all big each other up, unless obviously, you know, you're in the actual ring wrestling one another, in which case it's a different story, you know. But on the most part, I've seen the way that even when some of you aren't wrestling, especially when you and I did the interviews in Acme Comic Con last year in Glasgow, and it was amazing to see that Iron Girders were there, they were wrestling with a whole host of wrestlers, yourself included, but it was nice to see that even when there weren't wrestlers in the ring, they were still ringside, they were still cheering each other on and everything. It was just, it seems like such a tight-knit community. But on that note, something that you'd mentioned before we started recording, because I remember texting you and be like, oh, congratulations, and you know, you were saying, oh, thanks and everything, but you did seem unusually quiet, and I could definitely see why, because it must have been such a, emotionally as well, it must have been taxing, but as well, it must have been physically taxing, as it were.
Yeah, it's a long weekend, you know, we set up on the Saturday. I've also been doing a bit of preparation in terms of a diet and stuff for the week, so that takes a lot out of me. I was also very fortunate to get to film some stuff that's coming out hopefully soon. Maggie Mays, the rodeo bar in Glasgow, so that was really fun. I did that on the Wednesday, so I've had a really busy week. But yeah, 2 days, we wrestled in Stevenston, which is on the west coast of Scotland. Getting my east and west coast of Scotland, and that was, you know, a long day as well. But I also have been a bit sore wrestling 2 matches back to back with the caliber of opponents I had. It certainly takes it out of you. But unfortunately, I've picked up a small injury. It's to the top of my right quad. It's a bit sore. It's a lot better today. I'm able to walk without a limp today, which is nice. Would you like to hear the story of what happened?
Oh, you know I would. Well, otherwise it would be a very uninteresting episode.
Yeah, well, what a fantastic bit of improv comedy. That would be just no.
Thank you all for listening to Shots Enough. No. No, go on.
So, as with most injuries when it comes to wrestlers, it wasn't in the ring and it wasn't anything particularly exciting. Well, it was exciting, but it wasn't anything particularly daredevil or extraordinary. I was so excited before the start of my match that I burst through the curtain and ran around the ring and high-fived all the fans. Unfortunately, I hadn't really warmed up. I hadn't warmed up particularly well, it turns out. And as I burst through the curtain, I felt a wee twinge in my muscles. The pounce through the curtain, my right quad just kind of flicked, ran around, did all the high fives, got up on the apron to do kind of my pose. And yeah, my quad was absolutely just throbbing in pain. So by the time I got into the ring, I'm having to like, obviously I'm already anxious, I'm pacing back and forth, and I'm trying to like stretch out my quad very subtly, hoping that nobody spots it, you know, because obviously I don't need that weak spot being pointed out. All of a sudden, you know, I'm already at a disadvantage, and now here I am with one leg gone, and I've wrestled 2 matches this weekend, all because I was just a bit too hyper and forgot to warm up properly. So, do your stretches, kids.
I was going to say, is that your words of wisdom?
Yep, do your stretches, kids.
You know that way whenever a wrestler wins a championship belt or something, and then they have all the promotional material with a big speech bubble, like, yep, stay in school, kids, and things like that? Is that just your advice? Do your stretches? No, seriously.
Yeah, it's just a picture of me hobbling next to it. I'm very fortunate in that it's not actually a sustained injury. Oh, sorry, it's not a long-term, yeah, injury. Mm-hmm. It's just a minor, I suspect it'd be like a minor tear or something, so it's feeling a lot better today. Sorry, a minor pull. Rather than like a tail. So yeah, it feels a lot better today, and I'm probably going to go for like a bath soon just to try heat it all up, so that'll be nice. But yeah, some well-deserved relaxation.
Oh no, absolutely, you deserve it after that. To be honest, it's not the worst way to injure yourself before getting into the ring. You know, it could have been worse. You could have been like walking to the Iron Girders gym and then pulled it and been like, oh yeah, I was high-fiving the fans. And
very quick segue, the most famous one of that I can think of off the top of my head is Randy Orton, the guy that does the RKO. He's always had a bit of an issue with his shoulders, and I think he got shoulder surgery. He was out for like 6 months, and he was had 2 weeks before he came back, and he took the bins out, and the bin bag was a little heavier than he thought it was going to be, and it popped his shoulder back out.
Oh no.
So yeah, it can happen anytime, anywhere, really, with injuries. So we've been very lucky, but yeah, that was the worst one I've had so far, so I'm very fortunate in that sense.
I mean, to be fair, in that instance he could have easily spun it there and said he was taking out the trash.
Oh
yeah, people would be like, oh, so cool. Yeah. And he's like, no, literally.
No, actually, no, I was.
I was taking it out, I swear to God. Damn grey bin days, you know.
I know.
But no, it honestly must have been such an amazing feeling for you. See, even during the match, were you still quite hyped when you were wrestling against your opponent?
Yeah, so I wrestled when the Iron Girders show was in the Iron Girders gym itself, and that's always been a fantastic set of fans for me. They've always been very supportive of me, so that encouragement and that cheering and that just the adrenaline of that and hearing it, all that noise directed towards you as well, it's just so loud and it just gives you so much adrenaline. It's hard to explain. There's nothing else like it, really. I mean, I said there is, but there's nothing else like it that I know of. That adrenaline, that love, and it does keep you hyped. And even when you can feel your energy dipping, you know, it's a long match, we fought for a long time, but it's hard to lose energy when the crowd's just cheering on you. You just keep getting back up because they're supporting you and keeping that adrenaline flowing.
Yeah, because I remember the last match that I went to for you, and this was a good while ago, sometime last year, of course we did an interview after that as well. You're totally right, because I have to say, as someone who hasn't seen as many wrestling shows live, the only two I think I've really seen, other than the bouts at Comic-Con, of course, with yourself, the only ones I've seen is when you and I went to Sweden, of course, to see WWE, and of course your match in the Iron Girders gym. And I know exactly what you mean. Although it's a relatively, I wouldn't call it small, but it is a bit enclosed, but at the same time there is just so much energy there that people are, as you said, they're cheering you on, and you know, it's a great atmosphere. You're completely right. Everybody there is just having such a great time. Yeah, they're just absolutely over the moon to be there to watch you guys do what you do best. And actually, on that note, I'm wondering, how did the fans react once you broke the news? Because I know, as you said, that when you won the match, everyone was cheering you and your fans must have been over the moon. But how was the outpouring in social media? Was it about the same? Or
yeah, it was bonkers. It was a lot of people, whether they couldn't make the show or whether they are further away and support me from afar. There was a lot of people just being like, I wish I was there, I would have loved to have been there. That's incredible. Just a lot of people really excited for me, which was really kind, and a lot of people just really showing love, and you know, it's really amazing. A lot of people doing it publicly, but a lot of people were like sending me DMs, and which was really, really kind. And I wasn't expecting a lot of the love I got, and even like a lot of fellow wrestlers from further afield reached out to me as well, which meant a lot as well. So it was really across all platforms, across everything, it was an incredible outpouring. It was really amazing.
Oh, I can imagine. So I have to admit, it does seem to be a very supportive community. I mean, not just with Iron Girders, but in terms of, I suppose, the wider wrestling community. Yeah, just that it seems so supportive and very encouraging. I mean, as I said, even from like a social media standpoint, I'm always on the lookout whenever you pop up or someone else does. But sometimes when it's your posts, I do see other people sharing them or liking them. And then I'm like, oh, oh, right, this is so-and-so supporting Martin McAllister. And it is just so nice to see that sense of, as you said at the beginning, that sense of support, camaraderie, that kind of thing. I, unfortunately, in this age of the 21st century, even if you go home, you're not going to be able to escape that on your phone.
No.
So I guess the next question really is, what is next for yourself, other than what you were saying before, getting rest, getting a bath? What is next? What are your goals going forward?
Well, I think next, so I've kind of put the losing streak behind me. That's two matches in a row of one. One's a fluke, two's a success, but I want to just start racking up victories now. I really want to start to reach out more to new places as well, new companies, hopefully new countries. Just, I want to wrestle more. I want this to be my life, basically, without making it sound over the top, but this is, it means so much to me, wrestling, and I would love it to be my full-time occupation. Very similar to, I guess, how you would feel about podcasting. That's like chasing that dream of being able to do it for a living, and that's what I want now. And I've had that little taste this weekend of what a full-time schedule would look like, and I've had a fantastic time. Yeah, I just want more now. I'm just going to double down. I've been working hard, and I know this is proof, without sounding egotistical, this is proof that what I'm doing is the right thing. It's paid off in a big way this weekend, but I want it to pay off in a big way every weekend. So the next steps is just to get myself out there more, travel around more, get better on social media and get out there more, and just, yeah, hope things pay off for me.
No, that's absolutely fantastic. Thinking back to what we're talking about, see, just at the beginning there, when you were saying how it's been 5.5 years, I nearly said six. But the fact that it's been 6 years that you've been doing this, and I know exactly what you mean, because when you were saying about the podcasting thing, I was actually looking at a screenshot today about something that I had done in the past when I started out with streaming. And you know that way when you start off, you don't really know if it's the right thing because you're not really making progress at the beginning. And then you give it time and it will eventually flourish if you're passionate enough about it. And it is amazing how now we're sitting here, of course, talking about that, because I have to say, without yourself, and I'm not just saying this because you're on, and of course you've got a championship belt, so I'm sucking up to you. But without you, of course, I mean, I wouldn't be doing podcasting, because it was you who suggested it to me to say, oh, I'm doing it, why don't you give it a go if you're not into streaming, which, as you know, that's what I did before podcasting. I thought, well, I'll give it a go. And, you know, obviously without your encouragement in that regard, I wouldn't be here really talking to you. Well, I would be talking to you, sorry.
I was going to say, what happened there?
Jeez. I know, it's just like he went on to be a famous podcaster / wrestler. But yeah, you know, I wouldn't be here interviewing you and sharing the fact that you've done absolutely fantastically. And I do think, you know, obviously we've been friends for, well, way longer than you've been wrestling, but at the same time, I can only imagine what inspiration you're giving out to everyone there, whether that's fans, whether that's aspiring wrestlers, whether that's even people passing by. You know, and then they might see a retweet that says, oh, this is Martin McAllister, and they go, oh, who's Martin McAllister? And then they go on deeper, they might become a fan, or it might inspire them, because let's face it, I know obviously wrestling is the core thing here, but in a way it is more than wrestling in terms of the inspiration behind this, because as you said, your thing for the longest time was the streak, and yeah, it's on your t-shirts, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, I've got Martin McAllister versus the streak t-shirt. Which I guess I'm going to have to start punting now. I'm going to have to start getting rid of them pretty quick. They're not quite valid anymore.
Well, I mean, you could write in a Sharpie pen versus the previous streak. I mean, that's the thing. It goes way beyond wrestling. It's like you don't have to be a wrestling fan to see your story of going from someone who liked watching wrestling, then decided to take a couple of classes, then, as you said, built your fitness up, and now you've become an utter champion. It's a very inspirational story without going too sentimental there, but you know, it just shows you that that hard work has paid off, and it's not exactly the end for your career, is it?
No, it's the first chapter. You know, I've got so much more to do.
I was going to say, you can start by writing on those t-shirts.
More chapters to write and more t-shirts to to get rid of.
I was going to say, you could write a book how to get rid of previous t-shirt.
Every book comes with a free t-shirt
and genius. A free Sharpie pen.
Oh, double genius. Thank you to anyone listening, everyone listening, anyone that supported me over the years. Just thanks very much. It means the world to me. Thank you, Mr. Satsunami, as well, for always supporting me and getting me on the show and bringing me on. Of all this weekend, of all weekends, has been amazing. So it's been class to chat to you about it, and really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed reminiscing so soon. It would be great to have this in the archive, in the memory, to listen back to many times later. But no, thank you everyone that's supported me. It means everything, and I hope that I can keep counting on your support. And yeah, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I hope you guys keep doing what you're doing as well, because I've achieved a big chunk of my dream, and I don't think that I'm particularly special in the way of, in my, I guess, my entire life. So I think if I can do it, I think anyone can, is I guess what I'm getting at. So yeah, keep chasing your dreams.
Yeah, could not agree with that more. But yeah, Martin, as always, it is such a pleasure for you to come on the show, and as always, talk about wrestling, talk about your own journey through wrestling and with Iron Girders. But yeah, before we wrap up, because I know this isn't the last time you'll be on Chats with Sammy, that's for sure, but where can these absolutely fantastic listeners at home find your content?
You can find me all over the socials, absolutely everywhere, except from probably Fred's. I think I have a Fred's account, but I don't think I've used it in a while. But you can find me across Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, at Martin McAllister. Instagram's probably my main one, if you want to see what I'm up to, or Facebook. And sometimes I retweet John Cena on Twitter. But that's the main places to find what I'm up to. Yeah, give me a follow. Hopefully there's exciting things coming in the future.
Yeah, I have to say, I've never seen so much John Cena content in my life until I go onto your page.
I do love him.
I mean, he is inspirational, to be fair. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe in 5 to 10 years, you'll be on one of these films that, I don't want to insult you and say it would rival Suburban Commando.
Oh, if only. I mean, that's maybe too far for the dream.
Santa with muscles too. It could happen.
Ooh, there you go. Finally.
Santa with two muscles.
Yeah. Oh. Two muscles, two Santa.
Two Santa, exactly. Anyway, I can't wait for that. Can't wait for that release. I was going to say, if it does come out, we'll have to do another watch it in the cinema. And then,
oh, 100%. Yeah. We're reviewing it in the cinema while we're watching it.
You know this scene. That's not my real bicep. Oh. Okay. But yeah, if you want to hear more content, of course, from the amazing Martin McAllister, as well as ourselves, and if you want to hear how Martin McAllister did in his Pokemon trivia quiz, I know, I apologise, ending on a low.
I know.
You can indeed catch us on the website, chatsunami.com. I also want to thank our amazing Pandalorian patrons, Robotic Battle Toaster and Sonia. Thank you so, so much once again for supporting the show. And if you want more exclusive content from ourselves, such as behind the scenes, early access and bloopers, as well as commentary tracks that you and I have done, of course,
yeah,
then you can check us out at our Patreon page, patreon.com/chatsunami. But until next time, thank you all so, so much for joining. Martin, do you want to lead this episode out?
Yeah. Till next time, stay safe, stay hydrated, and believe in McAllister.
Welcome to Chatsunami, a variety podcast that discusses topics from gaming and films to anime and general interests.
Previously on Chatsunami, we've analysed what makes a good horror game, conducted a retrospective on Pierce Brosnan's run as James Bond, and listened to us take deep dives into both the Sonic and Halo franchises.
Also, if you're an anime fan, then don't forget to check us out on our sub-series, Chatsunani, where we dive into the world of anime. So far, we've reviewed things like Death Note, Princess Mononoke, and the hit Beyblade series.
If that's sounds like your cup of tea, then you can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast apps.
As always, stay safe,
stay awesome, and most importantly,
stay hydrated.